The only thing that says me is here is a thought.
Right.
Just a thought. And that thought just happens.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not only about becoming aware that thoughts just happen. Right?
Yes.
You know, that's 101. First sit in meditation, just sit there, close your eyes, watch the thoughts just coming and going.
Yeah.
Watch them coming and going. Yeah. You might get hooked up in it for a moment. That's okay. Then when you realize you're hooked up, just come back out of it again and just find this location of just being aware that thoughts are coming and going.
Yeah.
Never dawned on us to go, well, who's sitting here meditating?
Right.
How about we meditate on the meditator? And find out if there is one, instead of assuming there's one sitting here watching thoughts coming and going. So, yeah, like there's a few different things that need to be looked at. Time. Tell me about your experience of time, David, right now.
My experience with time right now?
Yeah. Talk to me about that.
Okay. It is 5:53 Pacific time. And I'm sitting here with you talking about time.
You missed the
question. Just happened. It's about to pass. That just happened. Now time's going to keep going.
Right. That, can you see that? That was all cerebral, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good. The question was, and it got missed, tell me about your experience.
Oh, experience with time.
Of time right here, right now.
It's right here, right now.
Time.
What's the experience?
What's the experience?
I'm experiencing time right now.
Are you?
I don't know. I'm sitting here with you. I see you on the screen.
That's your experience of time?
Yeah.
Or is that the mind making up a story about time?
Mm. That's the mind making up a story about time.
Good. So what's your actual experience?
With time? There isn't one. I don't think there is one.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What can you compare now with if it's always now?
Nothing.
You
can compare now to now.
Try and how? It's always now. How are you going to compare now to now?
That's true. So there's nothing to compare to now. It's just now.
So how do you squeeze time into that? And this is your direct experience.
Right.
Anything else is going to be conceptual. Anything else you got to say about time, it's absolutely going to be conceptual, an assumption, a belief.
Right.
Then we come back to, okay, you're direct. You're right here. Right here. Right now. Okay. Now, this now, is it experienced as increments? Now, 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 now.
No.
It's not, is it?
No.
Good. Now try and squeeze time into that. If it's not incremental. Right. And what are you gonna compare this now? It's not incremental. What are you going to compare this with?
There's nothing to compare it with.
And then the mind will step in.
Yeah.
And just make up a whole lot of blah.
Right. Like that happened, that's about to happen. It's now 5:56, was 5:53.
Yeah.
It's an incremental now, well, it's just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, but none of it's true. None of that's actually true. What's true is this aliveness here, now.
Right.
Anything other than this is going to be the mind going blah, 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 blah.
Right.
This is actually experiential here. And interestingly enough, all the seekers, everybody that's on the non-dual path, where they're trying to arrive is here.
Right.
That's where everyone's right. trying to arrive. It's often referred to as presence, awareness, beingness, here-ness, now. They're trying to arrive here.
So when you're saying we're not the person, you're saying we are the beingness, the presence.
Yeah, but even that. Yeah, but yeah. Yes, but they're still pointers. Even saying that,
okay.
The word presence is conceptual.
Right.
The word beingness is also conceptual. So we need to be careful with this because the mind will grab a hold of this.
Okay.
Right, and go, oh, yep, I'm now experiencing beingness, mind will say.
Which is what happened to you in your 20s, you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now the mind is not conscious. It is not aware. Mm-hmm. It can't see, hear, taste, touch, or smell.
Right.
Right. Can we agree that for experiencing to occur, one must be fully conscious? Is that reasonable?
Yeah. Yes.
In the absence of consciousness,
right.
Everything just goes black. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
No experience, right? So for experiencing to occur, one must be fully conscious. Agreed?
Yes.
Good. Now, from where you are right here, right now, this here, you're conscious of this. You're hearing words come out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You're conscious of it, yeah?
Yes.
Good. You're conscious of your feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Conscious of seeming objects in the room.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Conscious of a feeling in the body that we usually refer to as me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conscious of that. Good. Conscious of thoughts that happen.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the bit that I really want you to look at. Yeah.
Okay.
You are conscious that thoughts arise.
Yes.
Good. Now, let's go to the mind and see if the mind is conscious of this that's conscious of it. Try that.
Say that again. Say that again.
Always confuses people, that one. It's crystal clear to me, but anyway.
Okay.
All right. So you're conscious of your... Everyone has their own personal inner world going on.
Yep.
Right?
Okay.
No inner worlds are the same. They operate the same dualistically. Yeah.
Okay.
The content will be a little bit different, right? So you're conscious of your own inner world or thoughts, true?
Yes. I'm conscious of that. Yes.
Good, good. Now what I want you to do is go to the mind.
Okay.
Right, and see if mind, those thoughts, that inner world is conscious of this that's here.
Oh, no.
That is conscious of it.
I don't think that's possible, is it?
Well, this needs to be seen. Is the mind conscious?
No.
Good. Now, you've got a huge backstory, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And mind is saying, this happened, and I experienced this, and I experienced that, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Now, if the mind is not conscious, it can't experience anything. Mm. That being the case, what's it basing the backstory on?
The person, the past. What it thinks, whatever went into the mind.
Yeah, but Is the story based on experiencing?
No.
So your backstory, did it even happen?
You know why I don't want to say no? Because the person in the me is like, no.
Yeah. I know.
Don't listen to this guy.
I know.
He's trying to tell you that I don't matter.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter. That's what's happening right now.
That's right. Yeah. Great. Okay. Good. And you're aware of that. Good. And you're conscious of that. That's also occurring. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you have thought any other way? Or did that just happen?
Oh, no, that just happened. Yeah. That just happened. Yeah.
Right. So it is all just, So if the mind is not conscious, yet it's saying, I had such and such an experience.
Right.
Is it true that the mind had such?
No.
Because me is mind.
Yeah.
There's not me. Right. There's not me, a mind, and an ego.
Yes.
Me is created by mind. Totally.
Yes. Yes.
If I was able to create amnesia in you right now, I'm talking severe amnesia.
Yeah. Like personal, I don't remember anything.
Personal amnesia. But your whole backstory is wiped, completely wiped. Yeah. No clue who you are. I'm not talking about like you've had a lobotomy. You still can speak and communicate and you know
a
computer and so on. But the whole personal backstory is just shut down, wiped. Even to the point when you looked in the mirror, you didn't recognize the face.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, all we've done is close down memory. That's all we've done.
Right.
Good. Where would David be now?
This illustrates the point so well.
It does.
So well, because with amnesia, so David would be the me, the personal self would not. The mind would not even know who that is.
Right.
Which means you can't be that.
Right. Or it perfectly illustrates what David is.
Right.
Memory.
Right.
Please tell me you're more than that. Because a memory is not a thing. It's not an entity. It doesn't.
Right.
Just thoughts. Memory.
Right.
Yeah. So, in the absence of the personal me backstory, David disappears. What's left?
What's left? I don't even know.
Does the beingness die?
No.
No. Is consciousness still there?
Yes.
Awareness?
Yes.
Seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling?
Yes.
So is consciousness, awareness, the beingness, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, dependent on David? You know, that David that keeps saying, I am conscious, I am aware, I am being, I see, taste, touch. It's bullshit. Right. It's actually not true. That's just the story. Yeah. And we've been taking this personal me story to be real and true our whole life. And all we're doing at the moment is dismantling it. Sometimes, just shining a light of truth. What's actually going on?
Right.
Right? Yeah. Now, let's look at the backstory. Did it happen? See?
No, it didn't. It didn't. It didn't. It's really hard for the mind to admit this.
I know. I know it is.
I can feel it. It's really hard for the mind to say.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's all. That's who we are. You can't.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. And I just want you to be aware that the mind is throwing that up. You're not thinking that.
Got it.
Okay. Got it? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you could. There'd be a whole lot of resistance that Oh, yeah. I'm going to step in and go, what the fuck? What?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Jesus. I find this hysterical. I do. You know, like.
You are listening to an excerpt from a virtual satsang about non-duality by Terence Stevens. Terence holds 2 Zoom satsangs every week. To make a booking, start your journey by going to www.terencestevens.com.